Good evening. So it is July 20th. Technically it's July 20th. It's like 2 in the morning. And I finally got around to going back on my streams. And I did like a 2.5 hour stream earlier on one of my dating apps because it's an option you can stream. And you know, I really like interacting that way, and it's just been such a long time, and people were being really interactive, and it was great. It was a good stream. There's only like one weird Asian fetish dude, and then that was it as far as the weirdness. I don't do Asian fetish, so I guess today's episode will be about getting back to what I love doing. So I really do like doing live streams. I like interacting with people. I'm crazy introverted, but I like doing these things where it still reaches people and it gives people value and gives people a different insight. Like, I got a different insight on why people use Snapchat. I don't like using Snapchat just because there's just too many people trying to do side shit with me that they shouldn't be doing. But one guy was like, well, with Snapchat, you know, I don't have that much information on them and I can easily delete them if they end up being a problem or I don't like them that much, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that is such a good way to think about it. Because with me, Snapchat is friends from other sources, like in real life friends that I have on Facebook. And then we add them on Snapchat because they like using Snapchat for stuff. And, so it's, for me, it's the opposite. It's like they're vetted through somebody else or something else. And then I add them versus, oh, give me your Snapchat, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, if I like you, I keep you. If I don't like you, then whatever. So I was like, oh, totally different viewpoint. I like that. So it felt really good being on one of my streams again. Even better that there was not any sexual harassment this time around. I didn't do Bigo. I did East Meets East. So yeah, hopefully I can get more on that. Been getting a lot of positive feedback on this particular diary situation that I'm doing. And a friend was like, why don't you do ASMR? Which, if I did ASMR, it would purely be on Twitch. Or record, well, yeah, it would be Twitch. That's like the best format for that. The best place. But again, those microphones are crazy, and I don't know if I would get the same effect from the microphones that I currently have. So we'll see. But that's like the fifth suggestion for ASMR. So I should probably just do it. But yeah, it's a good feeling. So I'm gonna keep writing this good feeling and clear out my wardrobe a little bit in the morning. And I'm gonna go try out a really cool restaurant that I've never been to that may or may not be grand opened or not. And I'm gonna see some really cool cover bands with my ex tomorrow night and possibly go karaoke even after that. So tomorrow's gonna be a really fun day. I'm super excited. I hope everybody gets to do something super exciting tomorrow. And I guess if you're stagnating or feeling that you're stagnating or you've just been bogged down with work or responsibilities or obligations or family stuff, you know, once you get to reclaim some of your time for you, really get back to the stuff that makes you happy. And ride that feeling. You know what I mean? Life is so short and shit happens all the time. But, you know, be sure to do you. You know, unapologetically, just loud and proud. Do you, and be happy. So I'll see you guys later. Thank you again for joining me. And yeah. Come back and listen to the next episode of My Personal Pensieve. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.